Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, Jesus is precious. 1 Peter 2:7, we discover that. Unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious. Notice, if you believe, he is precious. Not you have to believe he's precious, but if you believe, if you're already a believer, he is precious. That's a good way to sort out who's a believer and who's not. Is Jesus precious to you? Hey, you've got to be a believer, for unto you who believe he is precious. If he's just an addendum to you, however, then how can you say you're a believer? You've got to be very careful about this. You could go to church all your life and be lost. Is Jesus precious to you? Hey, did you know this? Satan hates Jesus. He despises the mention of his name, and he wants men and women to despise him. But he knows he can't get that precious name to be forgotten. So his strategy is to have that name of Jesus, the person of Jesus, relegated to a place of minor importance. And men hate that name. Why do they use the name of Buddha? Or why don't they use the name of Buddha as a swear word? Or Muhammad as a swear word? No, but they use the name of Jesus as a swear word. Jesus is the swear word amongst the unsaved. Surely that's got to be a giveaway right there. Surely you've got to see the hatred of hell towards that lovely name. Why would hell hate him? Because he is precious. He is the precious one of God, the precious Savior. And you know, there was one fellow who hated Jesus more than anybody else, and that was Saul of Tarsus. And he thought it right to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Acts 26:9. But the power resident in the powerful, precious name of Jesus flooded his Pharisaical heart. And remember the words that actually transformed him? What were the words that transformed Saul of Tarsus and made him into the great apostle? I'll tell you something there. They are the very words which will transform us. Well, what were these words? What were the words of Christ from glory? They are these. I am Jesus. When Paul heard those words, from that point on, his life was revolutionized. And the preciousness of the name and the one who bore that name were his constant joy and the theme of his heart and his testimony. And all through his ministry, Paul's desire was that the affections of the believers should be preserved in pure and unadulterated loyalty to the Lord Jesus. I'm jealous over you, he says to the Corinthians. I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin. I fear by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through a subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Jesus Christ. If Jesus has captivated your heart, beloved, he is precious to you. He is precious to you. He is precious. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.